Yeah, I got a little problem here. I'm 2 clicks east of the canal. Location, Maupin Ranch. Waiting for the Border Patrol to pick these boys up. Possible drug runners, over.
We're not drug runners, mister.
Hey. I said Cayetela Buca.
He doesn't speak Spanish, sir. He's a Chicano.
The actors of Culture Clash, a Chicano Latino performance trio that's been around for almost 20 years now. Earlier, I spoke with 2/3 of Culture Clash, Ricardo Salinas and Richard Montoya. Their newest critically acclaimed play, Chavez Ravine, is up for a Los Angeles Theater Ovation Award this November for Best World Premiere Play. We talked about Chavez Ravine, their philosophy on funny, and what they really think of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Today on NPR from Archer Midland Daniels, soy riso burritos for Hispanic Heritage Month.
We got it. I mean, Hispanic Heritage Month. And, you know, we are an award-winning group. We got the Golden Empanada Award in La Peña from a Peruvian group. So, yes, that was our biggest award last year.
But it's from the 15th of September to the 15th of October, right?
Yes.
That's like paycheck to paycheck. But it's a great month, and we'll reflect, and we'll drink lots of beer, and we'll wait till Cinco de Mayo.
Let me ask you about deriving comedy from events that are current and political, and actually don't feel very funny for most of us. We read in the papers and hear news reports of loss of life and border crossings, about deprivations, about the problems of Central American, South American immigrants. This doesn't sound like something that one would go to for laughs.
I swear, for us, we've always said la locura cura, craziness cures. And, you know, in the Latino culture, you have laughing skeletons. I mean, we laugh at death in a sense. We make fun of it to make people laugh, to make people think. And we do have our hidden messages in satire and irony. And that kind of humor is what we've been perfecting for the last 19 years. Our group started in 1984. And, you know, at first we started doing comedy for comedy's sake, but the more we looked at it, you could really send a message through humor.
Here's a little heads up for you. Back when I was a kid in the 50s and 60s, why, we'd have 5,000 to 10,000 border crossings in an entire year. Now, by golly, we've got 4.5 million in a single month. Now, that's 4.5 million Mexicans coming into California every month. You know what it is, I think? It's the cheese.
I was just in New York City, and it still amazes me that the migration that people make from Puebla, from little villages and little towns, and that migration north can still be a treacherous and dangerous proposition. That we just had 2 Mexican brothers attacked on the subway by another group of Hispanic males. And one of the brothers, named Jesus, of course, didn't survive. A story like that, I mean, I don't know that there's any sort of humor necessarily or jokes to be made, but there certainly is something about life and death and this American dream that people still want to pursue. And it's not that we're going to funerals and laughing at grandma in the box. That's not funny, but that sense of irony, which is not uniquely Mexican, but it's very much there. It's there in hip-hop music. It's there in the street. It's there in the boardrooms, and we're there to mine it and to be coal miner daughters, if you will.
or sons. We are the name Culture Clash, see, we've always dealt with the culture clash with us being Latinos in mainstream America, you know, with the predominant Anglo culture. We have that culture clash, which we explore. But the culture clash between Latinos, the difference between a Salvadorian, a Cuban, a Mexican, and you know, one thing that I always talk about is that we do have one thing in common, is that our grandmothers always put Bipapuru on our chests. And people always ask, what's Bipapuru? And
what
it wasn't
is that?
It wasn't until I went to the pharmacy and saw that it was Vicks Vapor Rub.
Oh.
Vicks Vapor Rub, and my grandma would pronounce it Bipapuru.
You know what makes all Latino kids different is that when we went to bed at night, our parents didn't come in our room to tell us about the 3 little bears or the 3 pigs or anything. Our parents came in the room and told us about La Llorona.
Now, La Llorona was a Mexican woman who took her children down to a creek and drowned them, and then tried to blame it on an African-American motorist. There were no African-American motorists at the time in Mexico, but she still tried to blame it on them. And that's why we've grown up being so differently, because we were scared to the point where we proportionately peed the bed a lot more than other children late at night, because, you know, our mom or dad or your aunt with the mustache and no teeth would come in to tell you about La Llorona. And then they would tell you to be sure to go to bed and pray to the Virgin. So these women role models that we have is something we can all hold up and reflect on during Hispanic Heritage Month.
Let me ask you about a particular piece of your work, Chavez Ravine.
Oh, yes. We love talking about this, Alejandro.
This is the play that's nominated for this major theatrical award here in Los Angeles that will come out in November.
Right.
It's about the building of Dodger Stadium here in Los Angeles in a particular neighborhood.
We're very proud of this piece because throughout the years we've been doing site-specific work, what they're calling docudramas, where we interview residents of a certain area and then we tell their stories and the three of us portray these different people.
It was a noirish tale, really, of about who wins and who loses, what happens to folks in the barrio and in the ghetto. And, you know, it was a complicated story, Alex. We didn't want to say, oh, the Dodgers came in and moved the poor people out and Dodger Stadium took over. No, you'd have to go back almost 10, 20 years prior to that. It's one of those wonderful kind of L.A. stories that to this day keeps reverberating. We don't have a football team. We don't really have a football stadium. And now they're talking about putting condominiums where Dodger Stadium is now, which would be a wonderful, again, finding irony and humor out of a not-so-funny situation. I just put down a down payment on a condo on third base. So
it'd be the return of Chavez Ravine. Yeah. And the irony of that was having Fernando Valenzuela there pitching, a guy who was from Mexico, didn't speak English, and he's pitching on top of where people that are of Mexican descent got removed.
Vin Scully here on a perfect Southern California day, reporting to you live from Chavez Ravine. And happy Hispanic Holiday Heritage Month to all our friends living in East L.A. and the four Chicanos living in Santa Monica. Today will be quite a day for Fernando Valenzuela, and here comes the young rookie, who a little more than a year ago today was pitching in a faraway Mexican village in a place called Ixcuicuicuila, Sonora, Mexico. Today, because of Hispanic Holiday Heritage Month, we'll be passing out piñatas and bats, so enjoy them. And we are in for a hell of a day here at Chavez Ravine, que la chingada.
Richard Montoya and Ricardo Salinas, two members of the Latino performance trio Culture Clash. Their play, Chavez Ravine, will be published in the November edition of American Theater Magazine.